You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we begin the first work week of 2022, a very quick nod up at the top here to the economic calendar the next couple of days. Labor market intensive is the spoiler alert. Tomorrow, it's JOLTS, the Job Opening and Labor Turnover Survey, a look at how many people left their jobs in November. As you know, there have been millions quitting of late. And then on Friday, the December unemployment report. Jobs, as we say around here, are the whole smash in this economy right now. Calendars and schedules in general are, of course, very much on the minds of the traveling public at the moment, the air traveling public, to be precise, facing as they are weather and Omicron-induced delays and cancellations all over the place. And to that list of delays, one might also add telecommunications policy. Verizon and AT&T are getting set, as you might have heard, to launch new 5G service in dozens of cities this week. That promise of faster data, though, comes with a safety warning from airlines and the FAA. Marketplace's Lily Jamali gets us going.
Verizon and AT&T say they've addressed the FAA's safety concerns in at least one key area by curtailing 5G frequencies near airports and helipads for 6 months. In a letter on Sunday to the FAA, the company said this and other accommodations were voluntary and, quote, in the spirit of compromise. Harold Feld is Senior Vice President of Public Knowledge, a tech advocacy group.
I really feel like the FAA did not seem to realize that it could put its foot down and things would still move ahead.
The FAA's request for an additional delay stems from concerns that whenever it's deployed, the frequencies 5G uses, called the C-band, are going to interfere with altimeters, which help airplanes land. That's too important, says Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants.
We will not make crews and the traveling public guinea pigs on whether or not this system is safe.
Nelson warns that moving ahead could mean grounding flights, the last thing many airlines want right now after the holiday season that was. Some observers see this as a clash between federal agencies. The FAA is up against the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, whose mandate is to make 5G happen. Jeff Westling is with the American Action Forum. He says it's the FCC that's the expert agency here.
They have looked at these claims and they've essentially rejected them, saying they've looked at all the data and don't think there's any chance of harmful interference.
Also, the telecom companies say 5G and aviation already coexist safely in other parts of the world. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.